The downstream impacts of a receding glacier. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. Many in the scientific community are still buzzing over the so-called river piracy event that occurred last year in the St. Elias Mountains of the Yukon Territory. That's where the Kaskawulsh Glacier had thinned and receded so far that its meltwater burst through the ice, halting the flow to one of the rivers fed by the glacier and turning the other into a raging torrent.
We've got reports from colleagues where they've seen this kind of thing happen, but not in modern times.
Dan Sugars, a geoscientist with the University of Washington, Tacoma, and lead author of a recent study that recounts the river piracy event, also called river capture.
I think part of that is because it's a fairly unique story of a climate change impact that most people haven't sort of expected or is underappreciated even in some scientific circles.
Sugar says the event has sparked follow-up studies to the one he co-authored and was published earlier this month in the journal Nature Geoscience. He hopes those follow-up studies will analyze more of the downstream impacts of the river piracy on Kluane Lake, which has dropped precipitously since its main tributary, the Slims River, was reduced to a near trickle by the event.
The water level dropped by several meters last year relative to its long-term average, at about a meter lower than it's ever been recorded.
Sugar says he expects the continued low flow from the Slims River will affect many more changes on Kluane Lake, the largest in the Yukon.
You know, in the next few years, as the Kluane Lake level drops even further, what happens to the chemistry of the lake and the structure of the lake, the water temperatures, etc.?
I imagine the thermal regime and the ecology will totally change, you know, the biota in the lake and things like that.
Ken Tape is an ecologist for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says Kluane Lake is likely to undergo more changes if, as Sugar and his co-authors predict, its level drops so low that it cuts off the outflow into the Kluane River. That would make the lake a so-called closed basin, fed only by the melting snow on surrounding terrain. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.